went down away from Stonebridge Road. But it's back on their travels again Tuesday night to the glamour of the Kent Senior Cup against Maidstone at Ashford, and then a bit of a more menacing encounter on Saturday when they face Bromley in the Blue Square South, top of the table clash at Stonebridge Road. But today it's bye-bye to the FA Trophy for another season as we end you with the news. Drolsden 1, Ebbsfleet United 0.
OK, Charles, just want to stay there, obviously, because we're going to do the roundup in just a sec, but I've got the other details of the results in the Conference South table today, and obviously you're well in that. Braintree 1, Chelmsford lost, Bromley lost, Welling lost, Dover lost, Farnborough 1. So, all in, these are all league games today. So it's been good for the teams who didn't play in the league today.
Yeah, I mean, the Fleet, obviously, they wanted to do well in the trophy, they wanted to do well in the league. But if the league results went their way while they were travelling up here to the northwest, that's some consolation from a day where they looked very flat, Matt. I mean, you saw them on Tuesday. They did enough to win against Hampson and Richmond, but didn't play out of their skins. Today, it was probably a notch down from that performance, and it was only the last 20 minutes or so where they really got going. So I think if the other results went their way, with only Braintree winning...
Well, I mean, and Farnborough won as well, yeah, they're the other ones.
And Farnborough up there too. It seems like the other results may have gone their way, and perhaps that's more important in the bigger picture.
Hmm. OK, thanks for that. BBC Radio Kent Saturday Sport. Don't forget, we want to hear from you about your team's performance today, whether you were listening at home or whether you've been at the game or you spoke to someone who's been at the game or whatever. 08459 8 and then 5 ones, or a text the word Kent to 81333. We'll get managers, players and you guys on in the last hour of the programme.
Twisting and turning, ball to Burgess inside the penalty area, slides it through, chances here, goal for Darwin, it's George Purcell.
Chance here for Sheffield Wednesday, might fall here for Heffernan. He's lost it into the back of the net. Cross comes in from Jones. It's a decent delivery.
Great header. And Rainer Johnson equalises. And Sheffield Wednesday are back level within 5 minutes in this second
Byron
half.
Bob, good looking ball. Michael Malkin, who's he going to make it for? That's a great goal by Farnborough. Game over here.
Just play forward towards the edge of the 18-yard box. Spiller gets it in towards Josh Gowling. Could be a goal here for Gillingham. It is. Cody McDonald makes no mistake. That's a 12th of the season. It was just cushioned into his path by Josh Gowling. And that's a fine three-man move. Gillingham have their noses in front here at the Priestfield Stadium.
It wasn't so long we were looking over our shoulders at the teams at the bottom of League 2. Now we're looking at the teams at the top. Jamie Reid, watch the Gills today.
And Gillingham looking firmly into those playoff places, Matt, up into the promotion playoff places, and 7 wins from their last 8. We'll get reaction, but Andy Hessen-Taylor's going to be a happy man. No worries over that dreaded manager of the month. They've won by a goal to nil.
And Charles Webster watched Ebbsfleet go out of the trophy today at Drolsden.
Yes, it was Drolsden that took the lead in the first half and never looked back. The Fleet trying to get back on level terms late in the second half, but didn't have enough in the tank. It's Drolsden go through, the Fleet go out. Drolsden 1, Ebbsfleet United 0.
But Kent interest is not over.
A George Purcell strike just before the hour mark has put Dartford into the last 16 in the trophy for the first time since 1989. Reaction to come from Short Lane.
And Dover beaten in the league today.
Poor from Dover as they were exposed by a Farnborough outfit who were better throughout the game as they crushed the Whites 4-1. Changes needed in the gravel with new players.
Here are the classified results for you on BBC Radio Kent, starting with the Barclays Premier League. Chelsea 2, Blackburn Rovers 0. Manchester City 4, Wolverhampton Wanderers 3. Stoke City 2, Bolton Wanderers 0. West Brom 3, Blackpool 2. Wigan 1, Fulham 1. West Ham against Arsenal is the evening kickoff. The Empower Championship, Bristol City 0, Middlesbrough 4. Burnley 0, Queen's Park Rangers 0. Coventry 0, Sheffield United 0. Doncaster 0, Reading 3. Hull 2, Barnsley 0. Leeds 4, Scunthorpe 0. Millwall 2, Ipswich 1. Norwich 1, Cardiff 1. Nottingham Forest 2, Portsmouth 1. Preston 1, Leicester 1. Swansea 3, Crystal Palace 0. Watford 3, Derby County 0. Empower League 1, Brighton Hove Albion 3, Peterborough 1. Carlisle 4, Bristol Rovers 0. Hartlepool 0, Dagenham and Redbridge 1. MK Dons 2, Tranmere Rovers 0. Plymouth Argyle 0, Oldham 2. Rochdale 1, Leyton Orient 1. Sheffield Wednesday 2, Charlton 2. Southampton 0, Notts County 0. Swindon 0, Yeovil 1. Walsall 2, Huddersfield 4. Empower League 2, Barnet 1, Shrewsbury 1, Bury 1, Aldershot 1, Cheltenham 1, Accrington 2, Chesterfield 1, Stevenage 0, Crewe 2, Port Vale 1, Gillingham 1, Northampton 0, Hereford 3, Stockport 0, Lincoln 1, Wickham 2, Morecambe 2, Torquay 1, Oxford 2, Bradford 1, Rotherham 1, Southend 2. The Blue Square Premier. Barrow 2, Kidderminster 1. Crawley 2, Kettering 1. Histon 1, York City 2. The Scottish Premier League. Hibernian 0, Celtic 3. Aberdeen 2, St Mirren 0. Kilmarnock 1, St Johnstone 1. Motherwell 0, Inverness 0. Rangers 4, Hamilton 0. The FA Trophy second round. Ashford Middlesex 0, Dartford 1. Drawsden 1, Ebbsfleet United 0. Blue Square South, Bromley 0, Basingstoke 1. Farnborough 4, Dover 1. Thurrock 2, Welling 1. The Ryman Premier. Tunbridge 3, Billericay 1. Canby 2, Margate 0. Maidstone 0, Harrow 0. Croydon 2, Folkestone 0. Ryman South, Dulwich 3, Sittingbourne 0. Ramsgate 1, Walton and Hersham 1. Faversham 2, Whitehawk 1. Corinthian Casuals 2, Chatham 1. Godalming 1, Whitstable 2. Thamesmead against Needham Market, match postponed. Kensenia Trophy results in so far, Beckenham 3, Herne Bay 2. Sevenoaks 1, Holmesdale 2. Tunbridge Wells 6, Phoenix Sports 1. And two results in from the Kent League so far. Erith Town 9, Sporting Bengal 0. And Erith and Belvedere 7, Lordswood 2.
For Kent Sport.
BBC Radio Kent.
Yeah, so a win for the Jewels today. Charlton came two up after 6 minutes, but still avoided winning. 2-2 they were at Sheffield Wednesday today. And the FA Trophy win for Dartford, defeat for the Fleet, and defeats for Dover, Bromley and Welling all in Conference South this afternoon. Good scores for Tunbridge and for Faversham today. Tunbridge beating Billericay 3-1. Can't be too far off the playoff places now if they're not in them already. And Faversham beat the side second in Ryman South, Whitehawk by 2-1 today. What do you think of your team's performance and where they're going? 0845 981 1111 or the text number. Text the word Kent to 81333.
Call 0845 981 1111.
BBC Radio Kent.
OK, Ebbsfleet United beaten 1-0 by Drawsden today in the FA Trophy. Manager Liam Dace joins us now. Hi Liam, how did you play today?
Played very, very well, especially second half. I mean, first half it was a bit of a non-event really, and they came in 1-0. But second half we've absolutely battered them, and the only thing that was missing was the equaliser.
In team selection, Tom Phipp given a rest today, wasn't he? What were your thoughts there? He's been sort of struggling with slight injury, hasn't he, lately?
Well, yeah, he's played a lot of football. There was a bit of a doubt the other day about his fitness, but he played and scored 2 goals, great goals. And but we decided to play Joe Howe on the right side, which Joe's been playing as well, very well. And but second half we brought Tom on, and along with other players, and we've just done everything. But win the game and all score that goal. I think the worst thing that happened to us was their goalkeeper going off very early with an injury. Now, sometimes that works for you, but to be fair, the fellow that they brought on, he was inspired form and pulled off some real absolutely magnificent saves from us.
Mm. You like the FA Trophy. You've had probably the best day of your management career in the FA Trophy. You won't like going out of it, will you?
No, I'm disappointed. I can't really, to be fair, the amount of chances we've had, we should be in the next round, but, or at least looking forward to a replay. and it's disappointing because, you know, the lads have given it a right crack second half, but just again wasn't the be. But now we regroup and, you know, put all our eggs in one basket with getting out of the league.
Look at the league results today. They could have been a lot worse. Braintree and Farnborough both won. Chelmsford lost, Bromley lost, Welling lost, Dover lost, all in the league. So by not playing today, actually, you've probably done better in the league than you were before today.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a positive today. So, you know, tomorrow and that, we'll be thinking of why we're not still in the draw and the trophy. And I thought this year, especially with the amount of, you know, so-called big guns have gone out of the division earlier, it was maybe a chance really to progress. And of course, you never know then.
When you ask yourself that question, why are you out of the trophy, what's your answer?
Didn't finish, you know, we hit targets, keepers made some great saves, but we've had enough possession and ball around their 18-yard box in good positions, and, you know, we haven't done that final thing. And, you know, to be fair, looking back over the season, it's probably what's been missing, really, that real ruthless cutting edge that we haven't turned possession into real goals, really.
Something else I wanted to ask you. See, John Main is likely to join Dartford. I think the deal's been done. He just couldn't play today. Joined Dartford from AFC Wimbledon. Is he a player you considered?
I couldn't afford him.
Really? Dartford could afford him and you couldn't?
I couldn't afford John Main, no. I brought two lads in obviously Ryan Blake and Connor Okus. And you know, I couldn't afford what you know, the John Maynes of this world. No, I needed to strengthen in numbers and not just put all my eggs in basket on one. And you know, I just wasn't a goer.
Okay, where are you next, Liam? Remind me.
I do believe we're at home to Bromley on next Saturday. So that's a big game for us.
And you got the Kent Senior Cup in midweek. How do you treat that?
We'll be using some of the younger lads for that, I should imagine, and you know, but you know, it's never really been one of my priorities, you know, to be fair, and that's no disrespect to the Kent Senior Cup.
I understand. Okay, safe trip back, Liam. Thanks for coming on.
Cheers, Liam. Bye now.
Cheers. Liam Daish, manager of Ebbsfleet, beaten 1-0 by Drawsden, so their trophy run is over. Dover Athletic beaten 4-1 in the league today. Let's hear what Martin Hayes made of it. He's with Live with Matt Gerrard.
Yeah, thanks very much for your patience there, Martin. Worst performance you've been since you've been in charge of the club, isn't it?
Well, it's a worse scoreline. I mean, we have played poorly. If you play poorly against top sides, you get beat, and the scoreline can be like that. So, you know, they played poorly against us and we've beaten them 5-0 and 6-3. So, yeah, you know, I say what goes around comes around, but when you turn up and don't perform properly, then you're likely to get a result like that against you.
We had a few fans texted in saying that you've got it tactically wrong today, you know, with a 4-4-2 formation, and they bombarded David, particularly down the middle. What's your take on that?
Well, fans have got their opinion. You know, we play a certain way. You say down the middle, we've had to reshuffle it a little bit today because of injuries. You know, we didn't lose because of tactics today. We lost because we didn't compete and we didn't battle. And, you know, the players that went out were good enough to go and get a result, but we were second best all over the park. And, you know, if that was a cup tie, we've done better in cup ties, playing against much better opposition and performed much better. But today the players didn't really want to, you know, put as much in. Whether there's tired legs, you know, there is that at the moment, following the cup exit, which took a lot out of people. But
are you running on empty at the moment with the squad you've got?
A little bit. Thursday was hard work. There was a lot of tired legs. It seemed to really hit them after Woking. You know, that's not an excuse. We shouldn't have performed like we did today. You know, we paid the price as well for not putting away one or two of our chances that we had just before half time, when we had, you know, three or four good opportunities in that last 15 minutes of the first half to get ourselves back in the game. But yeah, we've had to shuffle it today. But that's a poor performance from players who you know, at the moment, you know, I've got to question whether, you know, we are strong enough as we are to challenge. And, you know, it's going to be my dilemma this week to see how...
You're looking to bring players in?
I think at the moment, we, you know, we may well need a few faces to come in. And...
Will these be sort of loan players or players who know the standard of football?
I think, you know, if I can get someone permanently, I'll try and bring them in permanently. You know, and players have got to keep their standards high. No one's going to live on what we've achieved in the Cup. You know, the performance today was poor and we've let ourselves down, and the club and the travelling fans, like I say, we've not put in a proper solid performance. We were weak, we were second best today in most of the game, and poor, and the players have got to take that. And if they're going to, you know, allow them that to creep in, I'll be looking to bring other players in, and then they may well find themselves in the stand.
What do you say to them after the game? You normally let the players warm down on the pitch, but straight away you called them in the dressing room, which I thought was a sign.
Well, you generally warm down when you've worked hard for 90 minutes. So there wasn't really a lot of warming down they're doing. I'd be surprised if they want any sandwiches, because you normally have to work up an appetite to have sandwiches. So, no, it was poor. We had a few words. You know, I'll question their attitude and their commitment. And like I say, you know, the club wants to move forward. I want to move forward. And if they're not up to it, you know, then they're going to show me in the matches. And that, I say that was poor today. And I've now got a question, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 of those players to see whether, yeah, you know, they are strong enough to take us on.
It's a big January for you. You've got Braintree coming up, you've got Ebbsfleet coming up, you've got Welling coming up. Well, you know, if things got performances like this, come the end of January, you look at the middle of the table, aren't you?
Yeah, it's possible. You say you play poorly against any side in this league and you get beat. You just generally get beat a bit more by the top sides. But yeah, you know, if you're poor, that's how it goes. And we were poor today, and we got what we deserved. And you know, disappointed with some of the decisions that went on out there. I still couldn't see why it was a penalty. I don't think Ollie did anything wrong. He just stood still and the blokes just run into him. You know, and that's a crucial one. He, you know, he's picked up another booking, which is a shame. Yeah, I mean, all over we were poor today. We didn't start, we didn't deal with the conditions. Everything was poor, but you know, we have to take what criticism comes. You can't blame formations. It's, you know, it's players' commitment.
Yeah, you normally, this defeat's hurt you. You look, you know, you're normally quite a bubbly chap after a game, but this defeat's hurt. You can see it. I can see it here.
Yeah, I was just listening to Liam. I think I'm more depressed than he is. We'll both be on sir. But no, I'm disappointed looking at players play like that when I know that, you know, that was a shadow of us today, for whatever reason. And you know, I can't sit and wait. Like I say, the club want to push on and challenge, and we want to challenge at the very top. And, you know, and I that's what I'm paid to do. And I look at the side, and today we've let ourselves down, and there was a few worrying signs today, and then players weren't, you know, at times it was men against boys, and that's embarrassing.
Final question, Kent Senior Cup on Tuesday again. Again, it's not everybody's priority these days. Some of those players be playing in that game?
Well, if we want to win it, I don't know. I'll put that side out, I don't know. It's not, at the moment, looking around with tired legs and people that are carrying knocks, no. I mean, for us, it's not going to be a big priority. You know, my idea now is to regroup and then get people back and rested and, you know, for a big game next week. And we've got another 3 or 4 massive games over the next 2 weeks. So, yeah, it will be a mixed bag on Tuesday. There might even be, you know, a few trialists playing, some people that we want to get on board and have a look at. But I can't see too many of them today playing.
That's Martin Hayes, very honest after David's poor performance against Farnborough. Farnborough 4, David 1.
And we'll hear from Tony Berman, the Dartford manager. Kent's only team left in the FA Trophy now.
Travel.
BBC Radio Kent.
Okay, I can't go to travel just at the moment, I'm afraid. We'll do that in just a moment or so.
There's more travel news online. bbc.co.uk/Kent.
BBC Radio Kent.
And turning ball to Burgess inside the penalty area, slides it through. Chances here. Goal for Darwin. It's George Purcell. Got the ball across in front of him inside.
For the first time in 22 years, Dartford are through to the last 16 of the FA Trophy. 3 more wins and they're at Wembley. Let's hear from manager Tony Berman. He's with Peter Geese.
Thank you, Matt. Yes, Tony, do you wish all games could be cup games?
Yeah, at the moment it seems that we're doing obviously a lot better in the cup competitions than what we are in the league results. But you know, nevertheless, it was a decent result today at a difficult place to come.
you had to make several changes to the team because of suspensions, because of injuries. Yet, nevertheless, first half, territorial advantage was all Dartford's.
Yeah, I think it was, and I feel that you know, we probably could have taken the lead in the first half, but it wasn't to be. But fair play to the players today. I think they've got their attitude right, and you know, I thought they've been, you know, they've worked hard. As I say, against it's a difficult place to come and get a result, but we have, and you know, I'm pleased for them because they've taken a lot of stick over the last few weeks.
Tell me about Jack Clark, left back, because he came into the side today. I thought he was outstanding.
Yeah, he's done well because he didn't know anybody. He was at Charlton last year, and he's been with Braintree for most of the season. And he signed for Crate Wanderers a couple of weeks ago, but he wasn't cup tied. And I felt that because we only had three identified defenders, I needed, you know, someone to slip in at left back. And to be fair to Jenko over at Crate, they've helped us out because they've got a game tomorrow, and you know, Jack was going to be on the bench then, and he's managed to get a game in, and he's done well.
It was a very striker-heavy Dartford side today, of necessity. Did that worry you at all before you went out there?
Well, it worried us all week what we was going to do with the players who were available, you know, and if we could get anybody in regarding being cup tied, being eligible to play. We sorted it out. We've had to play, you know, we've had to ask a couple of players playing different sort of positions, but they've done all right. They've done, you know, the job's been done today. We just said, let's come in, do a job, and go away, and that's what we've done. It's a little bit of pressure off for today, but obviously we know we've got a big task ahead in the coming games, and that's where we've got to get things right. And you know, it's great today to get in the last 16 and to have the cup runs that we've had this year is a credit to the players who have probably been getting a little bit of stick. But you know, we now need to try and turn things around, and it's going to be difficult. It is going to be difficult, but you know, we've got to try and stick together and try and give as much encouragement as we can to people to get that confidence up. And once the confidence up, and you know, we're scoring the goals on a regular basis, then I'm sure that, you know, things will get better.
How much of a boost is it for Dartford Football Club to be once again in the last 16 of the trophy?
Well, it's in my time, it's another barrier what we've gone over, you know, and you know, we've brought in a lot of welcome finances this season to the club, and you know, it's a strange feeling because you want to stay in the cups as long as you can, but not at the, you know, the league games, in the position in the league that we are, and it's been a difficult time, we know that. We feel that we've got to do some improvements. We've got to make some improvements, but at the same time, the guys who've been playing in the cup games, you know, have done really, really well. Yes, I know we've come to Ashford, Middlesex, and no disrespect to them, Dartford now should be beating them, and the people who say, yeah, it should be 4 or 5 nil, they've only won 9-0, you know what it's like. But you know, we have to, you know, we've done a good job today, and I'm delighted that, you know, it wasn't the greatest games, but we've come off the pitch winning 1-0, and who knows, that we might remember this game for a while.
Yes, and those to follow, and talking about those to follow, four home games in 18 days, a fifth game as well away from home. This is going to be a massive task in the next few weeks for Dartford, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, but you know, again, football's a funny thing. It's you know, if you can get that first win under your belt and get 3 points, the league all of a sudden looks better. It's not looking good for us at this moment in time, but it's not the last week of April, you know, that we're in. We haven't in our fixtures got to half of the season yet, and I don't want to put too many barriers up in front of it. We haven't achieved, and in the league, but you know, we do have some decent players, and you know, we've got to sort of stick together, and that supports as well. If, you know, no one wants to be a shouting out name, you know, saying that players are crap and everything else and what some of them have done. But, you know, I would like the majority of decent Dartford supporters to get behind the guys and, you know, let's get this back on the road and, you know, and let's try and get help them to get 3 points, you know, on and off the field.
I was looking at the Dartford forum during this week, and indeed there does seem to be tremendous support for the side. And for you personally, does that give you a boost?
I'll be honest with you, I stayed off the forum this week because I just felt too many. There's not loads. What we got to remember about, there's a lot of people. There's 1,000 people who come and support us on the forum. There's probably 30, 40 regular guys who go on there, and 5 or 6 of them are very, very negative in what they want to achieve. And they'll be negative whether I'm mid-table or at the top of the league. And they'll just try and bring us down. And we know who they are, and they know who they are. But you know, there are some real, real good postings on the forum, really constructive in what they do. And you know, I'm the first to know that we haven't got it right. You know, but and we've got to try and get it right. But I think it's time now. They've had their, you know, they've had a rough couple of weeks, if you like, but we now need to stick together. And even the guys who want to have a little moan, what they do, I'll ask them, let's stick together and try and give the players as much encouragement as they can, because we're going to need it to try and get some points. You know, not only, you know, we players have got to do their bit, but we need the support as well.
Tony, I think there's tremendous support for both the side and for you, and congratulations on today's performance.
Peter,
to see Dartford in the last 16.
Can I just ask a question? I gather that John Main very nearly was able to play today. The signing didn't quite go through in time. That's an impressive signing for your club, Tony.
Yeah, it's again with George Fussell and John Main to attract players like that, and it's a massive boost, and that's what we can do now, and that's what we've got to keep realising how far we have come. As I say, we've hit a little bit of a blip at the moment, but you know, we've got to keep being confident and keep being positive. And you know, John, he wanted to come to us, you know, and I'm really pleased because he only lives 10 minutes from the ground. But it's not only that, we all know that he can score goals, and you know, I hope he can do that for us.
Is he there for the rest of the season?
No, he's initially he's there he's here with us on a month's loan. Mm. They've seen how many games that we've got in net that month, and you know, they're looking for him to get games, and that's what we've done. But you know, what was nice is, you know, there was a hell of a lot of clubs in for John who could match what he obviously gets at Wimbledon. He's, you know, they're full time there, so they rightly get their wages. But we couldn't do that. But you know, a fair play to Wimbledon, they've helped me out, which I'm delighted about. But again, John wanted to come, which is a plus for me.
Hmm. Okay, brilliant. Well done on getting through. Draw on Monday, of course. Dartford winning 1-0 at Ashford Town, Middlesex today. Let's talk to Tommy Warrilow, the Tunbridge manager, and Tony, I'm sure you want to come in with this one as well. Fourth straight win into the playoffs. 3-1 win over Billericay. Tommy, well done.
Yeah, thank you. I didn't know how it took the sacks. I don't have any other results yet, but obviously to the boys, all we can do is just chalk them off one at a time. And again, we've had a really hard battle here today against, you know, they're a decent side, Billericay. You know, our league's not that that far apart from the mid-table to the tops, and one of the teams around us, so it's important we got a result today.
Mm. With your side, it's sort of when you're on a roll, you're on one hell of a roll, aren't you? With 4 straight wins spread out over the enforced winter gap, but you know, do you fear nobody in this league at the moment?
Not really. I mean, I don't take nothing for granted, but at the same time, when we're on our game, you know, I think we're as good as any in the league. So, you know, it's a testing time because we haven't got the biggest of squads here. And with games Saturday and Monday this week, you know, a few of the boys are struggling with a few knocks and niggles, and we just pray that we can, you know, get a team out on Monday and just keep the run going.
Hi, Tom. It's Tony Hard. Congratulations. A terrific result for you today.
Cheers, Tom.
Would you like some consistency? Would you like to sort of say, hey, you know, let's put another long run together? Because you do have these ups and downs, don't you?
Yeah, we just seem to start the season, you know, bad. I mean, this year, you know, I got a great squad together that was great on paper, but as anyone would say, that doesn't necessarily carry on to the pitch, and it didn't. And obviously, we had to adjust and get some new faces in, which I did, and that seems to have worked. You know, these things happen. the most important thing is to get a reaction from it and act on it. And lucky enough for me at the moment, you know, we haven't done anything yet, but at the moment we're in the right direction. And the boys are working their socks off. I mean, today was, you know, very good in the first half. There was a big win going down the pitch. In the second half, we had to do the ugly bit and dig in and defend and see the result out. So, you know, at the moment I'm getting the best out of the boys. But with a big break, like you said, that didn't really help tone. But hopefully with games coming thick and fast and more training sessions, we can sort of get some continuity in our game.
Tom, you develop this knack of turning things around when they're going against you. What's the secret of that?
Well, it's not a nice secret, so I'd rather not be in that position. But, I don't know, it's just frustration. You know, like as I said before, I've attracted some good players to the club, and you think you've cracked it, and that's what I'm saying. If you think you have, and you take it for granted, it's got a way of biting you, and it did for me early on. And the home game at Cray was the breaking point, and then we had that break, which I've got some players in on, and we've turned it around. But I've always believed, I'm honest with myself. I mean, we was funny enough against the Cray game, we got loads of stick. It was probably the best first half performance we played all season, but the second half we just folded like a pack of cards and lost 4-0. But it wasn't that bad. You could see where areas were wrong, and obviously, you know, that's what we're paid to do, is to try and correct them. And lucky enough for me, it seems to, like I said, gone right for me so far.
Do you learn from those experiences, Tom? Does it make you a better manager for it?
Yeah, definitely. It makes you stronger. Like I just heard Tony there, you know, and I spoke to Tony in a week, and I said, I just can't believe it. You've got two promotions down there in three or four seasons. You know, you're not out of it by any chance. You've got a good set of lads down there. It's a new side, and you're getting stick. You know, that's what it is these days. But you've got to rise above it. Believe in the players you've got. Believe in the team and the club, and just make sure you've got good people around you. And that's been my philosophy. If we're rubbish, I'll be the first to hold my hands up and go, yeah. But like I said, we've not been that bad this year. We've been in positions where we could have won games and we hadn't. And that's our own fault. And now at the moment, you know, we've turned it around.
I've known Tony Berman a long time, and just listening to him, he sounds really down, and his team have just won. He's pulled off a coup by getting John Main up there, but I've never known Tony sound so down.
I just think it's not so much down. I think he's probably put a lot in today's game, and he's just frustrated with it. You know, he's got a great setup there. It's a great club with great fans, but you know, I say it to my fans here. I mean, you know, when it goes wrong, you know, rightly so, they get on your back. But sometimes some fans can go a little bit over the top and get carried away with it all. And you know, good players don't become bad players overnight, and good managers don't become bad managers overnight. You know, you can see what's happened since Christmas in the professional game, let alone our level. And we only see these boys a couple of times a week. They'll get it right down there. You know, no one will give more than Tone over there. And like I say, I speak to him regularly, and you know, I just think it's a bit unjust, especially with them, like I said, two promotions. I mean, most teams clubs would die for that. At the moment, all right, they've got to find their feet. They've done this with the first year in our league. They found their feet, and the second year they went on and got promoted. So, you know, let's have a reality check. I mean, we're trying to do that here. Our supporters have been fantastic this year because it hasn't been good enough. But, you know, away and at home, we've got through it together. And yet again today, it's a great atmosphere around the club. And that, you know, that's what it's all about. We all want the same thing. So I don't know why people decide to sort of try and, you know, make a bit of unrest in camp.
Well, Tom, I was going to say to you, these websites for a hindrance, are they not?
Well,
I mean, I remember talking to you last season. You didn't bother with them. You stopped looking at it, didn't you? Tony's just said the same.
Yeah, this year I've not looked at all. I've not gone on there because it does wind you up. I mean, you know, sometimes people aren't even at the games and they're posting on there. So, you know, but you can't slaughter some of the genuine supporters that go on there as well. It's a give and take thing. But, you know, I'm hoping that most supporters have got common sense and they watch the games. And if things have gone wrong, then fair enough. But, you know, don't go over the top. Let's have a little look at what reaction you get from that. But I'm not. Listen, I'm the worst person to talk to about computers because I've just about learned to do emails and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm not a great lover of them. But that's the way the game seems to have gone. And like I say, it's I think it's a coward's tool.
Okay, Tommy, thanks very much indeed. Well done on today. Where are you next?
We're Monday at Willstone if it's on.
Right.
Thanks, Tom. All the best.
Cheers. Tunbridge up to fifth place, I make it, after a 3-1 win against Billericay. We'll do all today's local results next.
On Inside Out with me, Caddy Lee Preston. Is the company paid to reunite you with your missing dog really up to the task?
Would it surprise you to hear that we put the system to the test and it failed?
I'm not surprised you've tested it. But I am surprised it's not worked.
The plot to kidnap Hitler from here in Kent.
So you can imagine this scene of Hitler being bundled into a Ford V8, obviously very disgruntled, and being sort of whisked through the country lanes and taken up to London.
And we meet the 15-year-old boy who runs a million-pound charity.
Well, I'm a child. I am in an adult world. And sometimes it's not about age, it's about what you know and what you can do.
Inside Out, three surprising stories from where we live. Monday, 7:30, BBC One.
The home of live sport.
BBC Radio Kent.
Right, OK, let's look back over the afternoon's results then for you. If you're just getting in, the Jewels beat Northampton by a goal to nil.
Let's play forward towards the edge of the 18-yard box. Spiller gets it in towards Josh Gowling. Could be a goal here for Chillingham. It is! Cody McDonald makes no mistake. That's a 12th of the season. It was just cushioned into his path by Josh Gowling. And that's a fine three-man move. Chillingham have their noses in front here at the Priestfield Stadium. 32 minutes gone. It's the Jewels 1, Northampton 0. Guess who?
Yeah, indeed, Cody McDonald is 12th of the season. I think it might even be 6-6 for him. Jules up to 7th in the table, and that's their 7th win in 8 games. In League One, Charlton have dropped out of the playoffs.
Cross comes in from Jones. It's a decent delivery. Great header! And Rayna Johnson!
Two up inside for 6 minutes through Wagstaff and a Jackson penalty. Sheffield Wednesday missed a penalty and then scored two others at the start of the second half. 2-2, Charlton dropped to 7th. In the FA Trophy, Ebbsfleet United, the 2008 winners, are out, beaten 1-0 by Droylsden. And Dartford are the only Kent side left in it. They won 1-0 at Ashford Town, Middlesex.
Twisting and turning, ball to Burgess inside the penalty area, slides it through. Chances here, goal for Dartford! It's George Purcell, got the ball across in front of him inside the area.
First time in 22 seasons they've got through to the last 16 of that competition. In Blue Square South, Farnborough 4, Dover 1.
Byron Bubb. Bob, good looking ball. Michael Malcolm, who's he going to make it for? That's a great goal by Farnborough. Game over here.
Described by many as their worst performance of the season. Martin Hayes' response to that allegation was, well, it is our worst result of the season. Questioning perhaps whether it was their worst result, worst performance of the season. Dover lost, though, in fact, at Bromley and Welling. Bromley lost 1-0 to Basingstoke. Welling lost 2-1 to Thurrock. League positions there, Bromley 5th, Welling 6th, Dover 7th. Ebbsfleet, by the way, 4th, and Dartford dropped to 20th. Ryman Premier, Tunbridge 3, Billericay 1, 2 for Lee Browning, their 5th. Margate lost 2-0 at Canby Island. Maidstone drew 0-0 with Harrow and had two players sent off, and Folkestone were beaten 2-1 by Croydon Athletic. Folkestone are bottom, although Croydon have had points deducted. I suspect they just haven't been taken off the table, I've been sent. Ryman South, Dulwich 3, Sittingbourne 0, Ramsgate 1, Wharton and Hersham 1, Faversham 2, Whitehawk 1, tremendous result for Faversham against the side second in the table. Corinthian Casuals 2, Chatham 1, and Godalming 1, Whitstable 2. Again, a good result for Whitstable Town away from home. We even did it with 10 men for part of the game. Ryman North, Thamesmead 0, Needham Market 0. I'll give you the Kent League scores too, but just as a little bit of a teaser, how many goals do you think there were in just the 8 games combined? Kent Senior Trophy and Kent League, Tony. Anyone have a guess? I wouldn't ask unless it was an outstanding figure.
4.
No, the opposite. 51. 51 goals in the 8 games, an average of 6.5 a game, and I'll give you the details of that soon. But first of all, let's get Jill's reaction. They beat Northampton by a goal to nil. Cody McDonald with the winner, 7th in the table, and Andy Hessenthaler has been talking to our man Jamie Reid.
Andy, congratulations on another good 3 points, and moves you up into the playoff places.
Yeah, I mean, we knew before the game that if we could win today, then there's a chance that we'd be in there. It was a pretty game. I think the conditions, you know, played a massive part today. This wind and the pitch is very difficult. But I thought first half, we got off to a bit of a slow start. When we started actually trying to pass the ball, that was when we was actually causing them more problems. Got the goal, and I felt we probably could have gone on and got a couple more second half. We had a few opportunities, but we didn't pass the ball so well second half, and they pinned us back. You know, but I've got to say, today gives me more satisfaction than perhaps last week, scoring 5 goals. I think because the way we defended as a group, we've been very hot on set plays against. They're very strong at that, Northampton. I thought Matt Lawrence, you know, Josh Gowling, you know, whole back four, Johnny Nutter, Barry Fuller, you know, Erling in there, he's got a clean sheet today. Thought defended very, very well today. But as a group, we kept plugging away. Police for Cody's on fire at the moment. And
front here at the Priestfield Stadium. 32 minutes gone. It's the Jules 1, Northampton 0. Guess who?
Cash's Classic Countdown.
The BBC across the South. 1960.